Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I would like to extend Slovenia's gratitude to the government of Cambodia, as well as to you personally, for your strong commitment to the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention and for your efforts in preparing for the 5th review conference later this year. Slovenia fully aligns with the EU statement, but would like to offer a few additional remarks in a national capacity. Slovenia deeply appreciates the first draft of the CMRIP Anchor Action Plan, as well as the draft CMRIP Anchor Declaration, both of which were shared with us in a timely manner. In our view, these documents reflect well a comprehensive evaluation of the achievements as well as the gaps in the implementation of the Convention's provisions. They include valuable insights from consultations with a range of stakeholders, including state parties. Slovenia is especially honored to have been more closely engaged over the past year with the Committee on Victim Assistance. Just a few weeks ago, a high-level expert conference took place in Ljubljana, which offered a regional perspective on victim assistance implementation and provided substantive input for the CMRIP Anchor Summit. I would like to take this opportunity to express our sincere gratitude to the Implementation Support Unit, the EU, and the Cambodian Presidency for their contributions to this timely and important event. Mr. President, Slovenia believes that the current draft of the Action Plan builds effectively on the existing framework, is well-structured, and aims to provide clearer actions and indicators, make it even more user-friendly. We are pleased to see the gender and diversity language so well integrated throughout the text. However, we believe it would be beneficial to refer to the Women, Peace and Security agenda in the introduction and in the chapeau of the Victim Assistance section. We would support also proposals as presented by the Netherlands concerning mental health and psychosocial support. We will present a few concrete comments throughout specific sessions. And in conclusion, Mr. President, I would like to reaffirm Slovenia's full support and commitment to the successful preparations and proceedings of the 5th Review Conference. I thank you.